Welcome to Portraits in Blue and Green, a show that features the legends of jazz, both past and present. Our goal is to bring you the music and times of these gifted artists. This great American art form known as jazz is timeless. I'm your host, Frank Woolner, so sit back and enjoy. Some sweet tunes, several unique pieces, along with the debut of a talented new vocalist, make up our playlist today. Our opening tune, Just You, Just Me, is being played by baritone great Jerry Mulligan, along with pianist Billy Taylor. They are live at MCG in Pittsburgh. The bass player is Chip Jackson, and Carl Allen is the drummer.
Thank you.
From their Fine Verve recording, Steal Away, an album of spirituals, hymns, and folk songs, comes Charlie Hayden and pianist Hank Jones. The tune is Wade in the Water. One of Susanna McCorkle's great strengths was picking out obscure pieces to perform, along with the usual mix of standard fare. One such tune is our next selection, A Phone Call to the Past, that was written by Henry Mancini and Johnny Mercer. Ginny Mancini sent this one to Susanna. Mercer's lyrics are super. Alan Farnham is the pianist and arranger. Thank you.
There's an old phone booth. I got a dime to spend. Plenty of time to spend. And I could put an end to my misery if I could just put in a phone call to the past. Long about now, everyone's swinging. Cars begin rolling in. Couples come strolling in. Make the scene with the best of them. If I could just put in a phone call to the past. This is the way it was, and where it was. I'm still at the bar where I'm a star. It's like I say, there's nothing much new. Only my friend's got a bottle, except there's no genie there, just a martini there. I sit alone, my own little wishing well, till I forget to make a phone call to the past. Sit alone, my own little wishing well, till I forget to make a phone call to the long
Phone Call to the Past, that was written by Henry Mancini and Johnny Mercer and sung by Susanna McCorkle. Wade in the Water was played by Hank Jones and Charlie Hayden, and we began with Jerry Mulligan and Billy Taylor playing Just You, Just Me. You're listening to Portraits in Blue and Green on WNHN 94.7 FM. Tenor saxophonist Zoot Sims and pianist Jimmy Rowles formed quite a musical partnership over the years. Here's the quartet playing a pretty tune called Come Closer to Me. Frank Tate is on bass and Akira Tana is the drummer. But they play this one with a Latin flavor. Thank you. Spring Street selection this week is a tune called Jammin' the Blues that was written by Lesty Young. It's being played by Duke Heitker and his swing band. Heitker's trumpet is heard. Brian Ogilvie on tenor and Tom Fisher on alto are featured. Dave Boddinghouse on piano and trombonist Dan Barrett are also along. To Portraits is vocalist Tanya Grubbs. She's live at a club in Nyack, New York called Maureen's Jazz Cellar. Tanya sings a beautiful version of Horace Silver's piece. I never knew that lyrics existed for this tune, and my research tells me that Horace wrote them. Joining Tanya are David Budway piano, Ron Afiff guitar, Jeff Grubbs bass, and James Johnson on drums.
There's a place that I know where the sycamores grow and daffodils have their fun. Where the cares of the day seem to slowly fade away and the glow of the evening sun.
Cora Silva's piece was sung by Tanya Grubbs. Before that, it was Duke Heitker and his swing band with Jammin' the Blues, and the set began with Zoot Sims and Jimmy Rawls playing Come Closer to Me. The show is Portraits of Blue and Green, and I'm your host, Frank Wilner. Bill Evans and his trio are on next, playing the title cut from his Riverside album, How My Heart Sings. Chuck Israels is on bass, and Paul Modian is the drummer.
Thank you.
Absolute Records put together so many classic jazz albums. One such recording is guitarist Grant Green's The Complete Quartets with pianist Sonny Clark. It's a double CD. We're going to listen to another Henry Mancini, Johnny Mercer tune, Moon River. Sam Jones is on bass and Lewis Hayes is the drummer. Thank you. lots of jazz singers have recorded Spring Can Really Hang You Up the most. Mark Murphy's version was always my go-to. This from his 1961 Riverside recording, Ra. Fran Lanzerman wrote this one with Tommy Wolfe.
Spring this year has got me feeling like a horse that never left the post. I lie in my room staring up at the ceiling. Spring can really hang you up the most. College girls are writing sonnets in the tender passion they're engrossed. Oh, shelf, just like last year's Easter bonnet. Spring can really hang you up the most. All afternoon those birds twit-a-twit. I know the tune. This is love, this is it. Well, I've heard it before, and I know the score. And I've decided that spring is a bore. Doctors warn, prescribed a tonic, sulfur and molasses was the dose. It didn't help a bit. My condition must be chronic. Spring can really hang you up the most. Was a gracious host, but when you keep praying for snow to hide the clover, spring can really hang you.
Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most was sung by Mark Murphy. Moon River was played by Grant Green and Sonny Clark, and the segment began with the Bill Evans Trio playing How My Heart Sings. This is the Best in Jazz on WNHN 94.7 FM. The Anti-Sarpila Quartet step up with Ellington's I'm Beginning to See the Light. Rosano Sportiello joins Reed Man Sarpila on this. Nicky Perot is on bass, and Ed Metz Jr. is the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Dennis wrote Violets for Your Furs. It's a great tune that I've always had a weakness for. Stacey Kent sings this. She's supported by Jim Tomlinson on tenor. The pianist is David Newton. Simon Thorpe is the bass player, and Jasper Feiberg is the drummer.
It was winter in Manhattan. Falling snowflakes filled the air. The streets were covered with a film of ice. But a little simple magic that I heard about somewhere changed the weather all around just within a trice. You brought me violets for my furs, and there was spring for a while. Remember, you brought me violets for my furs, and there was April in that December. The snow drifted down on the flowers, and melted where it lay. The snow looked like dew on the blossoms, as on a summer day, you brought me violets for my furs, and there was blow in the wintry sky. You pinned the violets to my furs and gave a lift to the crowds passing by. You smiled at me so sweetly. Since then, one thought occurred. That we fell in love completely the day that you brought me violets for my first. at me so sweetly. Since then, one thought occurred, that we fell in love completely the day that you brought me violets for my furs.
Stacy Kent just sang Violets for My Furs, and it was the Anti-Sarpela Quartet with I'm Beginning to See the Light. Well, that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed these tunes. Many thanks to our producer, Dick Michaud. I'm Lady Frances, suggesting that you stay cool and be mellow, and we'll see you next time on Portraits in Blue and Green. Podcasts of this and earlier shows can be found on our website.